Lav Shin B'Maisa. If you recall, we had asked the question, is Lav Shin B'Maisa a din in the Lav, right? Or a din like the Lashon in Makos, Lav Shish B'Maisa Ein B'Maisa, or a din in the Gavra, who's doing this particular Maisa, like the Lashon of Arso, Yasub B'Maisa, Lo Asub B'Maisa. And we said perhaps that could be hinted at, not Mokarach, by the two different Makoros, which are Havim Haskan in the Gemara, but Rashi seems to like one, and the Yadramah likes the other in terms of Lassos versus Losachsum Shor B'Disha, B'Disha Dungiglav the Hasima. And we pointed out that clearly the mainstream Pashtun Shot approach is that it depends whether you particularly do a Maisa, but we had this Magid Mishnah and the Sefer Achinuch in two opposite directions who seem to say it's totally on the nature of the Lav. I think that's where we left off. The Magid Mishnah says here, let's chazer the Magid Mishnah. He has a problem that relates to our Tumur issue also. He says, the Gemara, there's a sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Akimat svatav havi maisa, right? Machlok Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish in Dafsadim Bamitzia, whether if you're hosting Bakol or Mani Kalayim Bakol, right? I yell at the animal so it won't eat while it's threshing. So Rabbi Yochanan says your lokek is moving your lips is a maisa. The Gemara does seem to compare it a little. Not clear we have to accept that lamaskana, but it definitely seems to compare it to Tamura. So the Magid Mishnah says that Tainach Akimetz Vasayim is Chasima Bakol is Loked, the Rambam Paskins, because you're deeper and cause the Maisa. Tumur is also deeper and cause the Maisa, and yet the Rambam doesn't say Yeshba Maisa, he rejects Rabbi Yochanan. So in his second answer, he says, the first answer we'll come back to when we discuss Tumura. His second answer, he says, let's read again. Efer Ilomashiko Lavshi, Efer Bo Maisa, El Adibar Shana Dibar Kari Maisa, Val Chasima, Kevin Sheeshba Maisa, Gomer, Afa Chasima Bakol, Hu Kim Maisa. Okay, and even though the Gemara compared it to Tamura, it's really not comparable to Tamura. That was only in the Havmiyad they compared it to Tamura. Really, the Maskana. So let's take the Shita of the Magid Mishnah. What does the Magid Mishnah say? If it's E Efsher Al Yibay Maisa Ein Moken, but if it's Efsher Al Yibay Maisa, then you are Loken, right? That's why the Magid Mishnah sounds like it depends on the lav, not what theoretically you have you do the lav. Obviously, chasim is a maisedik lav, not what you particularly do. Now, the Achronim ask a bunch of stiras to the Magid Mishnah. Not all of them do I have direct answers to. But, for example, one of the classic questions they ask on him is Bali Rabbi Yumatze. What is the Rambam Paskin about Bali Rabbi Yumatze? Anyone?
Depends if you do a
mice
or not.
Depends if you do a mice or not. Meaning it's after all you mice. After you get mouth to the mice, what are the two mice that you could do to violate by Rabbi Yumatze? Right, either buy or make chametz. Right, I wouldn't say bake. It's not baking that makes it chametz. It's rather the kneading or whatever. Yeah, the leisha. Okay, you can either make chametz or buy chametz. Right, and you get malchus. So it's clearly after the mice. Yet the Rambam admits in a normal case of a guy who just leaves chametz in his pantry, he doesn't get malchus. So some of the Achronim ask that question against the Magid Mishnah. That is not a valid question against the Magid Mishnah at all. Why not? Why is that not a valid question against the Magid Mishnah at all? Because the Magid Mishnah doesn't say exactly what I wrote on the board. What does the Magid Mishnah say that I didn't write on the board? Is this accurate? Did I accurately write over the Magid Mishnah? And is a problem with Bayur Abay Matze. But it's okay because I lied. What did I leave out of the Magid Mishnah? I'll read it again. Says the Magid Mishnah, the Efshar Hayli Lomar Shekol Lav Shei Efshar Bo Maisa El Adibur Shein Adibur Kari Maisa V'Chasima Kevin Sheyesh Bo Maisa Gomer Afa Chasima Bekol He Ke Maisa. What does he add? He doesn't say anything you could do with a Maisa. You get Malchus only
if the Lav itself is accomplished through Maisa. It is a Maisa.
Through Dibur, right? He's very clear. He's only talking about Dibur, right? He's saying Chasima ben Dibur is Chayim because you could have done it through a Maisa. Clearly, there's no problem with Bali Rabbi. Because what does he say? Ein Loken Al Hadibur. But Eshay de Maisa Loken Im Avar Al Yedei Dibur. It's clear that his sheet is restricted to Dibur. His sheet is restricted to Dibur. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about Ba'yirah Ba'yimatsi. It's not relevant because when you do Ba'yirah Ba'yimatsi without a Maisa, you do it Mamish without a Maisa, right? Without Dibur either. His sheet is only if there's Dibur. I think that's clear in the Ma'ariv Mishnah. Why is that clear in the Ma'ariv Mishnah? A, because his Lashon is Afa Chasimah Bekol Hikamaisa, right? As opposed to if your Maisa Ela Dibur ain't had Dibur Chasha Maisa. It's much whether Dibur is Chasha Maisa or not.
That's the case. That happens to be the case.
So you could say that happens to be the case, also, but what's Rabbi Yochanan's lashon in the Gemara? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say you're chayiv in Chosin Bekol? Akitzas v'sayin havimaisa, moving your lips. This is the whole sugya is about moving your lips. So if the whole sugya is about moving your lips, then I think it's clear you have to understand the Ma'ariv Mishnah context of the sugya. Okay, if you want to disagree, you can. Nearly, what is my rayus? One lashon of the Ma'ariv Mishnah. Two, the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, akitzas svasayim havi meiser. Akitzas svasayim havi meiser. He's talking about moving your lips. Clearly, there's nothing to do with Ba'yirah Ba'yimatse. And if so, therefore, there's no kushya from Ba'yirah Ba'yimatse, because I think Pshat in the Magen Mishnah that he's only referring to whether Dibur gets you Malkus or not. If you're totally passive, then he's not having it. He's not discussing someone who's totally passive. He's only discussing someone who does a Dibur. I think that's Pshat in the Magen Mishnah, less because of his Lashon, because you could say that just happens to what he's discussing. More because the whole sugya he starts with is Akitzas v'sayim havimaisa. Right? That's the whole sugya in Bav Metzia Datsabi. So if the whole sugya talks about moving your lips, then obviously, whatever you say about the sugya, you have to restrict to inyanei dibur, because that's where we started from. Yes?
But there's a difference between dibur and moving your lips. I mean,
There may or may not.
Okay,
what do you mean by that, though?
As an example.
You mean because the Gemara Sanhedrin?
People can talk without moving their lips.
Yeah, so that's one girsa, right? So you know that's two girsos in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Whether it's Yeshno Ba'aya or Yeshno Biri'iyah. The Gemara Sanhedrin, which is discussing, it's not discussing Malkos, it's discussing Karban there, talks about Ibn Zomin, whether it has a mice or not, and says, Taka Ibn Zomin is different because you know what? One Gers is, the Rif's Gers, I forget which is the Rif, which is Rashi, is Yeshno Ba'aya, because I could be an Eid Zomin without moving my lips. Why? The first aid gives the Eidus, and the judge asks me, do you say the same thing? And I say, without moving my lips. So you do have that. That is a Gemara. Of course, a lot of Rishonim don't have the gear, so they think that's irrelevant. Because you're moving something. Right, you have to move something, I think.
Yeah. But
that's so that's Machlokas Rishonim, whether lips is Davka or not.
That's an inner thing. And usually
you're right, I hear the Taina.
I do hear the Taina.
Akimas Piv Havi Maisa. Sorry, he doesn't say Svasayim. He says Akimas Piv, Havi, Maisa. Akimas Piv. That's what I hear, so. Fine. And Morty says, look, if you take Akimas Piv literally, again, that's Machlokas Gersos in Sanhedrin, whether you have the Gersos of Yeshna Ba'aya or Yeshna Bar'iya, which is a totally separate lundus, which I can't get into now, which is a more abstract lundus in Eim Zomin. But you're right, according to the Gersos of Yeshna Ba'aya, which I'm pretty sure is the Rif's Gersa, then in a chanami, akimas piv is dafki. It depends whether you move your outer parts or not, or just your inner parts. But that may or may not be true. Either way, I think what I'll say will hold. Now, here's the question. If you understand the Ma'ariv Mishnah the way I did, and again, the reason I understand the Ma'ariv Mishnah is this, not to answer about your Ba'i Matzah, it's just because Pshat in the Gemara. The whole Gemara starts with akimas piv. So how could you apply it to a case where no one's talking? Right? Then the question is, what's the svar of the Ma'ariv Mishnah? And then what we see is that the Ma'ariv Mishnah is not so pashut. Because the Ma'ariv Mishnah really said it depended on the lav, then why would he care about akimas piv? Right? Now we've made the Ma'ariv Mishnah not so pashut. We thought, what was the svara of the Ma'ariv Mishnah? Svara of the Ma'ariv Mishnah, number one, that it only depends on the nature of the lav. But that doesn't seem to be true, because then akimas piv wouldn't be a factor. Right? Depending on the nature of the lav, so who cares whether you move your mouth or not? The nature of the lav of chasima is a maisadik lav, because usually people put muzzles on. So I think that once you understand the Magen Mishnah this way, to answer the kasha bal yorah bal yimatzi, or just to reap shot in the Gemara, then you have to do a different svara for the Magen Mishnah. So what's the different svara for the Magen Mishnah?
I think our threshold for what a maisa is could be lower when we're dealing with lav shem maisa. I mean, generally speaking, you have
Okay, but why is Akimas Piv a Maisa for Chasima, but not for everything then? I mean, he admits Akimas Piv is not a Maisa for Lashon Hara and Rechilas.
No, I know, because that's the only way all you have is Akimas Piv there.
As opposed to here, where?
Where you have both.
And what's the nature of that Serif?
That,
right, I saw the Mishas Yavetz out on the table. Someone knows the nature of that Serif, or at least one shot. But what's the nature of that Serif? I understand what you're saying. You have two things. You have Akimas Piv, and you have that the lav is done through Maisa. But how do those things work together?
If there's like an actual physical, tangible outcome, then the dibur becomes kilo.
Okay. So one pshat, which is not the pshat of the fancy amount of the Achronin, but I also thought was a possible pshat, is what Yomi's saying. I think there are two possible pshat to the Magen Mishnah. We'll call this pshat zero, because I don't think it's true. Pshat one is that he thinks that really it only depends whether you do a maisa. It has nothing to do with the nature of the lav. That's not what he meant at all. He meant it depends whether you do a maisa. But Akimas Peh is borderline and is called a maisa only if it leads to a physical, if it produces a physical result.
That's the same with
chasima
also.
That's chasima. Meaning, what does he mean?
With the physical chasima, it's the same thing.
Right, except here, you do a maisa to cause a physical result.
You put the chasima on, you just let it stay on the side, but that's not an issue.
That's true. Meaning, all chasima is already a bit of a grumma. There's a whole sugya chasima, but enoch nami. So, that's Yomi's pshat, right? I said your pshat accurately, Yomi? That's Yomi's pshat. Yomi's pshat is forget this thing, it depends on the lava. It has nothing to do with the lava. It just has to do with whether asuma maisa or asuma maisa. Well, what's wrong when they quote the Magen Mishnah? It's nothing to do with the lav. Just what does the Magen Mishnah mean? He means if you do nothing, that's not a maisa. If you move your hands, that is a maisa. What if you move your mouth? That's a borderline maisa. If you move your mouth and it only causes intellectual results, that's not a maisa. If you move your mouth and it produces physical results, that it's a maisa. Now, I admit, it's an assumption. Right? Who says that Davka moving your mouth is on the borderline between mice and non-mice and it depends what comes out of it? But it could be. And that's the shot of the Magen Mishnah. Moving your mouth is borderline, and if you it causes something physical, we view it as a mice, and if it causes something mental, we view it not as a mice. Okay, that's Yoni's chat. The Mishnas Yanabates and some of the other modern day Achronim, like the Debrei Chesko and all the Rosh Yeshivas nowadays, says a different shot in the Magen Mishnah. Let's, this is Yomi.
Isn't that a nice thing that's the Mishnah also?
What?
What Yomi said. If you cause it, a mice in the end.
Yeah, but does he specifically use this Lashon? Could be. Okay, we have to. The truth is, this sounds like a little from the Chasimus Kol Hikamaisa. That's what it sounds like from the Magen Mishnah, right? Could be also sound like the Lech Mishnah. Anyone have a different shot? So the Mishnas Yavetz and the Divrei Yecheskel say a different pshat. Okay, we'll call this the Mishnas Yavetz for now. He says it at greatest length. If you notice, he's a very long piece, which is very, very nice. Says the Mishnas Yavetz, basically with three possibilities of Magen Mishnah. Either he only cares about the lav, then taka, we get into some problems from Bal Yorah Bal Yimatzeh and from the Sogi of Akimas Piv. Or he only cares about the Maisa. It's just Akimas Piv is not clearly a Maisa or clearly not a Maisa. It depends on the circumstances. Or the other possibility is Svei Dinam. This is what the Mishnas Yavetz says. He says it could be He says it could be. There are two requirements of Maisa when it comes to Lavin. What are the Tzvei Dinen? After all, now, I always hate when people say Tzvei Dinen without any mucker. Like, they're Tzvei Dinen of everything. Who says? Hey, she takes their Tzvei Dinen. Maybe it's only one din. You know, why would there be Tzvei Dinen of everything? But in some cases, you're particularly tempted to say Tzvei Dinen because you actually have two makaros. What does the Gemara say? We learn out the din of Lav She'in Bo Maisa from Lasos. Right? Tying the Malkos that you need a Maisa. Then the Gemara says, well, once you know Lav De Chasima, we can also learn it out from Dumi De Lav De Chasima. Now, the Gemara never rejects either of those. Right? So Rashi brings in Lasos. The other Rashi says, no, the Maskana is Lav De Chasima. But really, they're both true, the Maskana. It's Lasos, and it's also Lav De Chasima. Now, we know, you know, the Gemara doesn't explicitly retract either of them. So the Adoram would say, no, it's Lav De Chasima, the Gemara retracted Lasos. What would Rashi say? It's Lasos. Doesn't he also know it's Lav De Chasima? Maybe he would say, you could have gotten it from Lav De Chasima, I don't know, but the Achronim say, no, Rashi thinks it's both. Maybe there's two dinim. One is from Lasos, and one is from Dumya Dilav De Chasima. Lasos is a t'nai that you have to do a maisa. Dumya Dilav Chasima is that a lav only bears malkos if the lav is a maisa, or let's call it, is a lav sheyesh bo maisa. One is it in the est lav, and one is it in what you did. Maybe there are two dinim. The Griz, right here in our Gemara, although the Griz doesn't explain the Nagi Mishnah, meaning the Griz has the same yisod, the Griz's particular formulation of the yisod will not help the Nagi Mishnah. I'm not claiming to put the Griz together with the Mishnah Yavis. He says he's been dyking in the Gemara. Why does Rav say in our Gemara, and, you know, Asava Maisa, Chai, Loss of Maisa Potter, don't we already know from Makos and then Lashish for Maisa? He says, no, Gufa, our Gemara is telling us there are two dinim. There's one din of Lashish for Maisa, Maseches Makos, one din of Asava Maisa, Maseches Tumura, and those are the two dinim. Again, the Griz would not, just for technical reasons, if you do the Cheshbon, the Griz is not going to work with the Agam Mishnah, but it's the same Yisod. Here, let's have Rayas to the Yisod, Rayos to this Yisod of Tzvei Dinim. One is the Griz based on the Lashon of the Gemara. Here we have Tmura Asa Bo Maisa. And here we have the Lashon of the Gemara in Matos Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. And what does the Griz say? The Griz says neither Gemara is Lav Dafka. They're both Dafka. There are two Dinim. There are two separate requirements. What's another Raya you could bring? Although again, I'm not... These are Rayas to the Yisod. I'm not saying for another Raya that some Nechorna bring to the Yisod is the Diuk and the Rambam. What did the Rambam say in the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin? The Perek Yud Ches, not the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Sorry. The Rambam says, tell me what's strange in the Rambam. Ready? Who's ready? Simply, you'll tell me what's strange in the Rambam. Ready? Says the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, Elohim alokin, kala over alo sasha shechavon alof kares, etc. Kain over alo sasha shechavon misa b'dei shamayim, etc. Chain kala over alav sheish bo maisa. Okay, halacha base. Kala av sheim bo maisa ein lokin alof. Chutz mi nishtar meimor mekalas chavero b'shem. Right, so what does he first say? These are what you're lokin. Lav of kares, lav of misa bezan, lav sheish bo maisa. Then he says, lav sheim bo maisa, you're not lokin. So what's strange? Why does he have to say the same thing twice? Obviously, you're looking at Lashish B'maisa, you're not looking at Lashish B'maisa. So, the Rambam sometimes says things. Could be he says things twice for some other reason, I don't know. But there, you could be medayik in the Rambam that he says it twice. First, he says, these are the kinds of... He doesn't fit the Lashon, but I'm not saying all of these Rayas work beautifully together because he uses the same Lashon, Lashish B'maisa. It would have been very good if he had said Yesh B'maisa, Ein B'maisa. But here is Sanhedrin, Yud Ches Aleph. What's he talking about? A lav that is Kares, a lav that is Mises Bezdin, or a lav that has Maisa? What's he talking about there? The level of Chumrah of the lav, right? There he's talking about dargat chumrat halav. What are chumr lavim? One's with kares, one's with nisus besed, and one's with maisa. And it could be that in Yud Ches Beis, there he's talking about doing the maisa. Again, maybe. He does say it twice. It's not terribly ridiculous. Lashon, I'm not sure that I'm sold on this, so I put in brackets. I'm not building anything on this. But it's interesting that he says it twice, once in the context of chumr salav, and once in the context of technical requirements. Right? This is a technical requirement. So it could be that in chumr salav there's one din. It needs to be a lav that's chumr, lav sheish b'maisa b'lav. Also, technically, you need to do a maisa. Otherwise, you can't get Malkus. And it could be that's also a raya for the Sveidinim. Although, again, once you get into the Lashon of the Rambam, the problem is that he does say it twice, but he uses the same Lashon both times. He doesn't really switch up his Lashonos. So I'm not convinced it's such a good diyuk. Another great diyuk, though, is, for Sveidinim, is the Havamina of the Shita Mekubetzes here. Right? Where? And this is already, let's get a little closer. Rise this is so to Sveidinim. Now let's go to the explanation of the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah would say that what's the difference in these two dinim as far as the Tanai that you have to do a Maisa, what counts as a Maisa? How big of a Maisa do you need to actually do? You need to do a Maisa, but how big? You know? What? Akimas piv. Akimas piv suffices. For the technical requirement that you need to do a maisa, akimas piv is good enough. But for the lav being yeish for maisa, what does the lav need to have? Exactly. A full maisa. That's the nature of his seraph. If the lav itself has a full maisa, and you do an akimas piv, the lav itself is chomer to the full maisa. You did an akimas piv. Right? This is the Mishnah Ziyavitz. This has been the Magid Mishnah. There are two requirements. What are the two requirements? The lav has to be a maistik lav, and you need to do a kimas pid. But you only want the time. It's all one requirement. It's just they meld together, and one influences the other. The Mishnah Ziyavitz says, no, there's two requirements. To be yotzei, the lasos, a kimas pid is good enough. You have to at least talk. But to be yotzei, the dumi is the lav, the chasima, the lav itself needs to be mamish physical. So in chosin b'kol, the lav is physical, and you're doing a deeper, so you've satisfied both requirements. In Tumura and Rechilos and Lashon Hara, etc., then you've fulfilled the requirements of Lassos. You have a Kimas Piv, but you haven't fulfilled Domi Dalav the Chasima, because the Lav itself doesn't have a Maisa. In Bai Rabba, you must say, by leaving it in your pantry, you've fulfilled Domi Dalav the Chasima, because the Lav itself can have a Maisa, but you haven't fulfilled Lassos, because you haven't done anything. And that's why, and that's shot in the Magid Mishnah. So it's not that one factor influences the other. It's clear he has two factors. The lav itself needs to be a physical lav, and you need to talk. You only want to say, this one factor, just they influence, the nature of the lav influences your deeper. The Mishnah says, no, it's Sveidinim, it's two different factors according to the Magid Mishnah. Now, another raya for the two factors is the tremendously mechudish Darkei Moshe. Right, I think I put it on the new Makor sheet. There's a it's a whole deal. We're not going to get into all the sheets of the Shonim, the Chol Pesukim, the Rambam, the Riff, and etc., etc. But for so to be Pasul Eidus Midoraisa, there are many enough to me to determine whether you're Pasul Eidus Midoraisa or not. To be Pasul Eidus Midoraisa, you need to be a Rasha, right? What's the definition of a Rasha? So there are many definitions of Rasha. Anyone tell me some people are called Rushaim in Tanakh? Not individuals. Certainly not individuals you know. Right? For example, someone's Chayv Misa Asher, who Rasha Lomus. For example, someone who's Chayv Malkus, by Yom Ben Hakos Harasha. For example, anyone who steals, because it says, Al Tashi Yotchem Rasha L'Yosei Chamas, Chamas being theft. So basically, someone who steals is possibly the Raisa, someone who's Chayv Malkus is possibly the Raisa, someone who's Chayv Misa is possibly the Raisa. That's Darabon. Yeah, I'm talking Darabon. So, says the Beis Yosef, quoting, I think, the Radvaz. What does he say? What if you violate a lashing b'maisa? You puzzle leidus midoraisa? So he says, no, you're not puzzle leidus midoraisa if you don't do a maisa. Right? He says, what if you, right, what's his example? You swear you're going to eat the cake and you don't eat the cake. Again, a peculiar example. Usually in our world, it's the opposite. You know, the person swears they're not going to eat cake and then they eat cake. But whatever, okay. You swear you can eat the cake and you don't eat the cake, or more likely. You either, what are the two possibilities of shul abba? Either you swear you're not going to eat the cake and eat the cake, or you swear you're going to exercise and you don't exercise. Right? That's the two kinds of shulas in the real world. So you swear you're going to exercise and you don't exercise. Says, oh, you're not possibly the rice, you didn't do a maisa. Says the Darkei Moshe, which I printed out here someplace on the cover sheet, right? And where is it? Here it is. Yes, thank you. I got it. The ayin sham that tzarich iyan my nafmi nadal of ma'isa kolmakom aveiruzu chayav ala malchus el she'im lokin alav kolmakom chayav malchus mikri. Very peculiar formulation. This is Dr. Moshe. This is the Rama, right? He says, who cares that you don't get that you didn't do a ma'isa? The aveira is chayav malchus because the aveira has a ma'isa, right? The aveira is chayav malchus. Just you don't get the malchus, but you're still called chayav malchus. Meaning, you cannot get malchus but still do an aveira of malchus and be called chayav malchus. What does the Rambam mean by this? He has in-between state. You can have someone who's doing an aveira that's chayav malchus and called the chayav malchus, called the rasha of malchus, but doesn't get malchus. What does the Rambam mean by this? Right? What's the svar of the Rambam? I understand you tell me someone's chayav malchus. I understand you tell me someone's potter of malchus. The Rambam says, an example, he could use many examples, but his example happens to be, I swear to exercise and I don't. Says, I violate a law that is malchus, and I'm called chayav malchus, but I'm not chayav malchus. What does he mean by that? So the Ramah Pashut, says the Mishnah Yavetz, the Ramah is based on this Tvei Dinim. This is the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe says, the Psol Le'edus Shel Ha'over Al Lav Shel Malkos Bli Maisa. What does the Ramah mean? He means someone who violates a Lav of Maisa without a Maisa. He means, in this case, he did violate a lav chomer, which is dumya de lav de chasima. Basically, what's the Ramah saying? He's half chayav malchus. As far as the chomer, the lav he violated a lav chomer enough to give him malchus. But, technically, he can't get Malkos because he didn't do a Maisa. What's the Ramah saying? It doesn't just depend on your Maisa. If it just depended on your Maisa, then if you didn't do a Maisa, you wouldn't be Pasul Eidus Midoraisa. On the other hand, it doesn't just depend on the Lav, because if it just depended on the Lav, then you would get Malkos for violating a Lav that had Malkos. Rather, what he's saying is there's Svei Dinim. You need two requirements to get Malkus. The Lav needs to be a Chomer Malkusic Lav, and you need to do a Maisa. So if you violate a Chomer Lav but didn't do a Maisa, it's like you got off on a technicality. If you get off on a technicality, you're still Pasul Eidus Minatora, right? Let's say you did in front of one eight. It's not Chalkus, but we pass, you're still Pasul Eidus Midoraisa. It doesn't matter if you're Chai Malkus but Foal. It matters if you're theoretically Chai Malkus. And that's exactly what he means. You're theoretically Chai Malkus because you did a Lav of Dunya de Chasima. You're just not practically Chayav Malkos because you practically didn't do the Maisa. That's exactly Tzvei Dinim. There's the theoretical Chayav Malkos and the practical Chayav Malkos. And the Chiddush Ramah is that the theoretical Malkos, Chayav Malkos, possibly Eidus, even though you didn't get a practical Chayav Malkos.
Yeah, I don't know. That's such a big Kiddush because that's a case. You have somebody who's Chayav Malkos as a Maisa and the whole thing knows the best in Chayav Malkos. They take him. The doctor says you hit him once, he's going to die. He doesn't get Malkos, but he's in the full category of
Ramah. No, exactly. The Chiddush of the Ramah is not that if you're theoretically Chayav Malkos, but not practically Chayav Malkos, you're Pasul Eidus Minat Torah. That's Muskum according to the Machaber and On, the Machaber Shoshon. That's Muskum to us. The Chiddush is that someone who violates a law that could have had Malkos but didn't do a Maisa is theoretically Chayav Malkos. That's the Chiddush. Because I would have thought he wasn't even theoretically Chayav Malkos, he didn't do a Maisa. No! The nature of the lab is enough to give you a theoretical field. Your action makes it a practical field. So these are many, many riots, this idea that it's fading, I think it's mochar from our mother, it's fading in Lav Shin Shpomaisa. It may or may not be Midoyik in the Rambam, and it's very nice in the Lashon of the Gemara. And you could use this to explain the Magad Mishnah, this theoretical chiyuv and a practical chiyuv. For the theoretical chiyuv, you need it to be a theoretical lav of real action. For the practical chiyuv, it's enough to move your mouth. I just want to add one raya to this particular, not to the Magad Mishnah's personal shita, but to this particular chiyuv. Here we are, rayos to the yesod of Beis Dinim plus the difference in terms of Akira's piv, Akimas, not Akira, you don't want to remove your mouth, Akimas piv, that not only the Tzvidinim, again, this isn't going to match beautifully the Magad Mishnah, but not only the Tzvidinim, but that moving your mouth counts for the practical din and not for the theoretical din. Where do I see this? In the what does he say? We'll get to this next time. Gilgal. He says, Gilgal told us, Tema, Lishi Shani Truma the Isamach Shava. The Gemara wants to say, you should get Malchus for Makin Truma to be Kurim, because in your deeper you do Gemaisa. What Maisa? Halos Truma, right? Again, this is in Rabbi Yochanan. The reason why this doesn't match to my missing is he's in not Rabbi Yochanan. This is in Rabbi Yochanan. So this is in non Rabbi Yochanan. And this is in Rabbi Yochanan. That's why I'm not claiming it's the same Shita, because one is interpreting Rabbi Yochanan and the other is interpreting the Tanakh. Means one would say Tamura he's explaining why Tamura doesn't have a Maisa, because the theoretical Av has no full Maisa. He's explaining why Tamura does have a Maisa. Says the Shiva Gabes, if you look in the top of the Dalam and Bays, Mik Bakhti Julian Gramnami, Gilgal, Tamil, Ishishim Tur, Shani Truva, the Isim Machshava. You can do Truma Machshava. This is Taka Machlok Shishon. Could you do truma with thought, without eating, without talking? It sounds like this from the Gemara. The Gemara says, "No, say ainav b'tzad zeva och b'tzad acher." Look at one side, and then you can eat the other side because you've been mafresh. It's about chokes we showed him whether that means speak or not. But the issue gets assumed like pashim shat in the Gemara. Truma yeshu machshav. It says a dozen times in Shas, you can take truma with thought. If you can take truma with thought, he says, then it's not been dibur covered ma'isa. So what is he saying? No, kamash one. Even Machshava covered Maisa, you hired Malchus. So the Sheet in Gubetz is Maskana. What about B'machshavto Ka'avid Maisa? So the Havamina of the Sheet in Gubetz is Reishtaf Dalam and Beis is no Malchus. Maskana's Sheet in Gubetz is Reishtaf Dalam and Beis is Chayav Malchus. So what's the maskana? The maskana, I understand. You're doing the maisa, you're doing the maisa. Who cares if you did it through machshava or dibur? But what's the havamina? You need to cause a maisa, cause a chalos truma through a dibur. And here Yoni says it's not going to work. And if you say it's only a havamina, the Tosos Shans equals, it brings out a machlokes about it, but he himself, Tosos Shans, in Bava Metzia and Gimel on a base, if you want to know where to find the Tosos Shans, we don't have a Tosfos Shans about Metzia, but it's in the Shidduch Lubetzes, right? In the Shidduch Lubetzes, which is not on the side of the Gemara there, says it's Machlokes Rishonim. He actually brings down a Machlokes Rishonim, the Shidduch Lubetzes, between two Bali Tosos, I forget whom. What about Machshavto Kovin Maisa? So Lemaskana, Machshavto Kovin Maisa is just good as Bediba Kovin Maisa. But the Havmina, which is the Tosfos Shans, right? What's the Shita of the Tosos Shans? What does the Tosos Shans says? You need Davka Dibor plus Ka'avid Maisa. Right? Meaning Maisa Chalos. You're only looking for making Chalos when you have a Dibor. Now if you're looking for making Chalos, what do you need the Dibor? What's the nature of this Seraph? You need to make Chalos and have a Dibor according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is a Dibor Ka'avid Maisa. He means right? Here, Lashom of Rabbi Yochanan is Davka, or Lav Davka. Let's review again. The maskana should invest are yotnu vlav davka. As long as you make a halos, it doesn't matter if it's through dibur, through machshava, or loka. But the havamina, which is the sheet of the social shans, he brings out the halos shishonim that he himself holds like the havamina here, is that davka you need a dibur plus a halos. Why do you need a dibur plus a halos? Now here Yoni's not going to help you. Not because the dibur is more mice like because it leads to a halos. Right? Here I think it's pasha. This is a right of the tzvedinim. What you're going to say here is where, since you make a chalos, it's a lav chomer. The nature of the lav is more chomer because you made a chalos. But why didn't you make the chalos through dibur? Why can't you make the chalos through machshava? Because you need at least akimas peh for the technical requirement of lasos. So these are all rayas for your soul. There may be tzvei dinim and lav sheish b'maisa. Right? We have like five rayas or something. However many. Three. This is, of course, the Mishnas Yavetz. And other achronim. Again, the Divrei Yecheskel says the same thing, and all the modern day lamdanim say the same thing. So that there, and specifically these last two rayas are saying the technical requirement yotzi with dibur, but you also need some fundamental nature of chomer the lav. How do you get that fundamental chomer the lav? The Magen Mishnah says you need dibur technically, and the lav needs to be a maisedik lav that you usually do through an action. The Tosfos Shas says no, you need dibur technically, and you need to make a chalos to make it a fundamentally serious lav. Okay, so these are the three ways of interpreting the Magen Mishnah. Either, again, in our first way we want to say the Magen Mishnah, but I didn't like that so much, is that it's just about the lav. Second way, it's just about the maisa. Third way, it's Tzvedinim. We brought many rayas. I mean, I don't know any other way to explain the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe other than Tzvedinim. But again, let me just be clear. I don't want to mekach tos. I'm not claiming all these five rayas to be sort of worked together. Right? Because sometimes just technically they will end up not being able to be the same shita. I'm just saying they're all rayas to be sot.
Why does the Ram think that there's Malkus and Bayer by one thing?
So you'd have to say, according to the Magen Mishnah, you'd have to say very pasha. Because theoretically it's a very chomer lav, because many people buy and bake chametz, so that shows a chomer lav that's done physically. And if you actually do the ma'isa, then you've been yotzi both requirements.
Isn't the idea of lav chasima that like it actually is a physical ma'isa of the lav itself is a ma'isa of being chosim? As was over here, but lo yirah lachametz. I mean, yes, technically you can be sorry if a ma'isa.
But if you look at the lashon
ma'isa, it's about the fact that you have chametz.
Okay, so basically you have to deny that for the Rambam. You have to say that's not true. The lav ba'yirah lachametz is about making there be chametz in your rishus, which you could do through an action and not an action. I recognize that might be the simplest shot of the words in the Chumash, but you have to swallow that regardless. Because otherwise you get into trouble with lo yirah pnei reka. So this is not a problem for my Mishnas Yavetz on this. This is in general something you have to swallow in the Rambam. Why is ba'yirah b'yimotzei any more chametz than lo yirah pnei reka? So you have to say ba'yirah b'yimotzei is fundamentally an activist, even though I admit it's a passive grammar in terms of the conjugation of the verbs in the Chumash. You have to just assume that. Okay, now, let's go to the Chinuch. Moshe, I'm going to need your help. Right, the other person who said that it depended on the nature of the lav was the Sefer HaChinuch. And the Sefer HaChinuch is very confusing. Anyone notice the Sefer HaChinuch is confusing? If you didn't, then you did something wrong. If you didn't notice the Sefer HaChinuch is confusing, either you're really, really, really smart, or you didn't read the Sefer HaChinuch. So, maybe I'd love to see the former. So, what does Sefer HaChinuch make the yisod? Meaning, for the Sefer HaChinuch, there's no theories, there's no interpretations, he's very upfront. What does he say? I put Reish Mamal words out of Yalla, because that's what he said in the yisod. What does he say? For over lev kava believe list no chavir al shehira lo achi gimleir for also over lav ze for also rabik you see the kolam ruba well ain look at lav ze right. It says if you take revenge on your friend, it says don't think I'm being light offense. It meaning it's a really big isser because it's going to get you in trouble in the long run. But you don't get malchus we shein bo maisa klaze biyachla. Here's a cloud, he says, meaning not an example, a cloud. The chol makom she nemar lav shemaisa ain lokal lav she afli she asbo shemaisa ain lokal lav they came. if the lav which ain't b'maisa, even if you do a maisa, you don't get malchus. We came in after lav or lav b'maisa. The opposite of the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah at first sounded like if you could do it with the maisa, you get malchus. He said, no, if you could do it without a maisa, you don't get malchus. Remember this, I don't have to repeat it. Now, he does repeat it four times. But what he means is, he could have repeated it a dozen times. I mean, he doesn't have to repeat it in things that are near Reish Mem Aleph. Right? After all, he could have repeated it, what if you do an Asdavarim by publishing it in the newspaper, right? What if you do Rechilus by sign language? Vechuli, Vechuli. There are many other cases where he could have repeated it, and he only repeated it in some of them. Did I say anything yet? Okay, because those aren't near Reish Mem Aleph. I mean, I don't think you have to be Medayik so much. And he says the same thing in Tzadik Dalet, right? In terms of, without getting into contemporary Israeli politics, but in terms of Shalom Hoshiv Ovdei Hozara Baratzenu, right? He says anyone who sells land or rents land to an Ovdei Hozara when he's not supposed to in Eretz Yisrael, overall mitzvah Amelech v'inu loke. You don't get Malkus. Shalom Golan Karlas v'losis Maisa. Of course, you can sell and rent land without doing a Maisa, right? Meaning, many people who sell land don't do a maisa, right? If you do kenya chazaka, for example, right? You just tell the guy lay chazeku kni, and you don't mean to do a maisa. Or again, the lums of kenya shtar, whether you need a maisa or not for kenya shtar, we're not going to get into that now. Kenya kesef doesn't have to be a maisa, right? I tell the guy put the money right on my desk, and it'll be your land, right? So I sold the land without a maisa. And even Kenyan Shtar may or may not mean a Maisa. It depends on the whole lump of Kenyan Shtar and a Rav Chaim that I think is not true, which we're not going to get into now. Okay, so the same thing Shemem Dalet about. What about Los Avod Bo Befarech, right? Working in Eved Ivri Befarech. He says, O Menadom Shem Zachi Malkas Vishem Bo Maisa, keep it divarm Yvasser Eved Lasos Vlachta Bazuya Onich Bedes. I don't know if anyone got the little play on words here. The Pasuk says, Bedvarm Lo Yvasser Eved. But what he means is that, in practical life, in many cases, the Dvarim Vasser Eved, most of the time the Eved does what you say, so you don't need a Maisa, and therefore, I hear said, I already wrote the Mala, whenever you could or overblee Maisa, you don't get Malkus, because Lav She'im Bo Maisa Nikra Michol Makom, right? Very clear. Lav She'im Bo Maisa Nikra. The Lav is called Eim Bo Maisa. He says the same thing in Shin Mem Hei about selling an Eved Ivri in a public auction place, and in Shin Mem Vav about working an Eved Ivri Beferach. Sorry, the first one is working in Avodos Bezuyos, and the Shin Mem Vav is working in Avodos that have no kitzvah or that are too psychologically hard. And he says also, you could just tell him to do it without a maisa. You don't have to whip him. Usually you just tell him to do it and he does it. Okay, so the Chinuch has a very, very clear shita that it depends on the lav, not on what you do. If the lav is ein bo maisa, then even if you decide to do it through a maisa, it doesn't matter. It depends on the lav. So what's the svara of the Chinuch? The simple pshat is that it depends on the lav and not on whether you do a maisa or not. This would be very, very simple if not for a significant problem, which is, first, all the Achronim asked by Yorba Yimatzeh, right? What does he say? Same thing as the Rambam. If you overload it, it's amazing. Agal shnei lavim shabai yorab bayim matzei. The local calls mashal sabo ma'isa. Don't shechimit itzav inichom beiso. Shalaka chamis vitzniu beiso. But lo sabo shemaisa el shenish shabaisa. When a pesach ain't local, lav shalachi lav shemaisa ain't local. Local shamaru. What does he say? If you buy chametz or need make chametz, you're loke. If you just leave chametz in your house, you're not loke. This goes against his rule. His rule was if you could do it without a ma'isa, you don't get malchus. Right, so this is very problematic. This is exceedingly problematic. A lot of the Achronim like the Shara Melech's answer, which I think I might have put in brackets, who says that no, the first five examples we had are things where you could have done it without a Maisa. But in Bayer Avayim Matzeh, if you don't own any Chametz, then you can't do it without a Maisa. Your neighbor could do it without a Maisa because he has Chametz in his house. But you can't do it without a Maisa because you don't have Chametz in your house. And therefore, he says, it doesn't, how do you defend against Bayer Avayim Matzeh? He says, it doesn't depend on what you particularly do. It doesn't depend on what the nature of the lav is. It's in between. It depends on what, in your situation, you could have done. That's the answer of the Shari Melech to Bayer Avayim Matzeh. Depends on, in your situation, did you need a maisa or not? Now, I'm not sure I love the lumpness of that answer, but I would swallow it, except for the fact that there's not really one problem in the Chinuch. There are three spheres in the chinuch, and this only answers one of them. That's the real reason I don't love the Shaar Melech. Although you might say you need it anyway, we'll come back to it, is because there are three stiras in the Sefer Chinuch, and he's only answering one of them. Answering one of the three stiras is just like, not such a rebach. What are the other two stiras? Selling a sudden Eretz Yisrael Litzmisos, right? Again, seems awfully similar to selling it to a pagan. What does he say? Overall, Zerbachos Yisrael Litzmisos, Chayel Lokom, Minimin Yitzeh, Shneim Lokin. If you sell with a Maisa, then whoever does a Maisa, even if they both do a Maisa, they get, sell a field forever, they get Malkus, even though it doesn't work. But if you don't do Maisa, you don't get Malkus. What do you mean? Everyone knows you can sell without a Maisa. We already know that from Tzadi Dalit. So what happened to the rule that if you can do without a Maisa, you're Pater? And Reshut Gimel, a seeking after Avodah Zarah, right? But overlap a panachar and vodazar, but there she also a maisa loke. What do you mean? Classic seeking after vodazars machshava, etc. Is that you think about a vodazar, you discuss a vodazara, you ask people to tell you all about the beauty of the vodazara and the glorious rituals of the vodazara. So, but if you could do without a maisa, clearly, yeah, if you do that with a maisa, you are loke. The chinuch seems to be very, very, very problematic. Right? What is the problem? What are the three problems? Hey, Bagi Ra, Bagi Matze, which you could get out of by saying he means it depends on your situation whether you needed to go a Maisa or not. But that doesn't help the other two. What were the other two? Mechira Sade Litzmis, Be'eretz Yisrael Litzmisos, and Pnia Achre Avodah Zarah. All those cases you could have done without a Maisa, clearly. And we know you can do without a ma'isa. Most people do without a ma'isa. Pnei Achor Zora. His whole intro is machshava b'dibor, things without a ma'isa. And Sadeh, we know from Tzadi Dalet you can do without a ma'isa. If I could sell to a guy without a ma'isa, I can sell to a Jew without a ma'isa also. So, matter of fact, it's easier to sell to a Jew without a ma'isa based on the technicalities of Hilchos Kinyanim. So, how do you answer the Sfira and the Chinuch? Anyone?
Just another question.
All right, fine.
According to his answer for violating Matze, does that mean if I, according to him, I already have coming to my shush already, I'm already violating it, and then I go on and buy it? So
that is a good question, meaning if I have one kazayis in my house, and I go buy a second kazayis, do I get malchus or not? It was not clear to me. My impression is that I would, because I'm this kazayis, I couldn't have done it without a maisa.
Okay, but
then it gets very subtle. You're right, it gets exceedingly subtle.
And then also, if you want to use Sharm Lach's answer, then it could be in many situations. Also, you're trying to sell. You still have to sell to a pagan, and like the only mechanism or only means you have is going to be one that's going to provide you with myself.
You have to get into choshen mishpat. It's not so posh.
Not that one particular, but I'm sure you can.
All right. I can live with that. Okay. So what's pshat in the chinuch? Now, I don't know. There really aren't a lot of great answers to the chinuch. I'll try to do the best I can to give an answer for the Sefer Chinuch to the best of my ability. You know, I admit it's only the best of my ability. At least I hope it's the best of my ability. Mekra Hatov, it's the best of my ability. So I think maybe you can answer the Chinuch based on the next thing in the Makoros sheet. What was the next thing in the Makoros sheet? The famous machlokes between Tosos and the Ramban. What's the famous machlokes between Tosos and the Ramban? How do I know it's a famous machlokas Tosos and Ramban? It's on the Makoros sheet. It's famous in the Makoros sheet. It goes on the internet. No, it actually is a pretty famous machlokas Tosos and Ramban in the Olam HaYeshivas. What's the machlokas Tosos and Ramban? Well, what's the case? I swear, let's review a little. Yehuda. I swear to eat this bread, and I don't eat it. Do I get Malkus? No, because didn't do a Maisa. What if I swear to eat the bread and I throw it into the ocean? Do I get Malkus? What would you think?
No.
Because, but I did a Maisa, I threw it into the ocean. I did a Maisa, but the Maisa was goring the Isra. The Maisa was the Etzim HaIsra. Right, so what if I do a Maisa? If I do a Maisa, it's Etzim Ha'isr, Avad, I get Malkus. That's classic Lafshish for Maisa. That's eating pigs. What if I do a Maisa, which causes the Isr, but Ofen Muchlat? The maisa absolutely creates the iser, but the maisa is not the etzem ha-iser. The maisa is just the gorim ha-iser. So, this is what if you have a asa maisa shegoram ha-iser, but is not etzem ha-iser, right? For example, nishba lechol kikar. The Zarko Yam, and I throw it into the Yam, meaning the real Yam, where you can't get it back. Right? So, what does Tosos say? V'im tomer hechidayk mechad lavshim maisin lokan alav, dilma time yishim da havesor safik, v'yish lomer to mashvali depotar afilo nishvali kikor Zarko Yam v'hisro v'shas rika. He says, how do I know not eating the bread is potter because of emo maisa? Maybe potter because of our safik. He says, no, what if they give you a soros vadai? You're about to throw it into the Yam, and they say, vadai hasra, you're doing a lot if you throw it into the Yam. So says, I'm still potter, and that's how he proves the Ptur is not a Sra Safik. The Ptur is Ein Bo Maisa. So what is Tos? Saying the Meiri says the same thing in around the same place. Right? Tosfos and the Meiri say potter. Why? You need to do a Maisa that's the Etzem HaEser, not just any Maisa.
But also the Sra Safik has to be on the Etzem HaEser.
You are so right that that is such an important point you're bringing up. But it's such an important point that I would need 3 hours to discuss it properly, get into that very, very difficult Rashi and the Riff and the different yourselves and Daftes Vav and the Sefer Makos, and I can't even touch that now. It's not that I'm not tempted. I can't go there now. That's a very, very, very difficult sugya. Potter. The Ramban, though, quoting Yerushalmi, says, the Ramban, though, says, Mefurish, basically, Yerushalmi says, Sasi Shuosh, Ochel Kikers, Ayel, Varabin, Yom, Lo'akla, Rabbi Yochanan Mishlach is Harbayin of Potter. Lo Amar Hentai Amar Hentai Med Rabbi Yochanan Shein Bar the Kabbalah Srab Time Mishlach Shushin Kulo Sasa Shein Bo Maisa. My Naf Mineon Sarfa Vishlicha In Tomar. What if I burn or throw it in the Riyam? Tomar Shum Shein Bar the Kabbalah Srab Potter. In Tomar Shum Shukul Sasa Shein Bo Maisa Reish Bo Maisa. This is actually the Pumpa Keratosos in both Hasra, as Aaron pointed out, and in Maisa. We're not going to get into Hasra now because that has to do with the Shavuos Lomdus that I put in brackets in the next sheet. But what did the Rabban say? The Ramban, based on the Yerushalmi, says, the Ramban Alpi the Yerushalmi, says, Chayim, I'm Chayim if I throw the kikar into the Yam. Now, it's pretty pashut that this is the machlokes between them. One could have a Havmina explain the machlokes to Torah, Tosfos and Ramban otherwise, but it's not, I can disprove that Havmina, so I won't mention it. This is the machlokes. Tosfos says that you need to do a maisa of etzem ha'iser. Well, the Ramban says you just need to do a maisa. Obviously, just to do a maisa doesn't mean you can eat an ice cream cone. It means just to do a maisa that makes the iser happen. Right? You just need to do a maisa. For the Ramban, it's more technical. You just need to do a maisa. For Tosu, it has more to do with etzem ha'iser. Right? This also, you could say, one sounds more like Asaba Maisa, the other sounds more like Lashi Yeshbo Maisa, one sounds more like Lassos, the other sounds more like Dumi Dulav de Chasima. You know, you could sort of bring the same Ramazim, right? If you're telling, like, in terms of Lashonos, that are Mat'im for the Shita, Tosos is more Mat'im to the idea of Lav sheish bo maisa, it sounds like the maisa has to be in the etzem halav, more in terms of dumya dilav da chasima, which is talking about the etzem halav. But again, these are b'derech ramazim. I'm not saying it's totally. This is more, the Ramban works better for asa bo maisa, right? Whether you do a maisa or for the makor of lasos. But this is a famous, famous, famous machlokas. Yes?
The lav there over here is lechel dvaro?
It's machlokas or Dini and Ravin in Shavuos daf chaf chaf aleph, whether you're buying it lechel dvaro or lo sikshav vishnil sheker.
And lefi, I guess, either day, at what moment are you over the lav? Is it retroactively when you made the shvua, or is it...
Okay, that's what Rami's to. Theoretically, what Yoni wants to say, he's just hinting at it out of politeness, is that it could be they're not arguing about the nature of the rules of Malkus. They're arguing about the nature of violating the Shvua. That Tosus thinks you violate the Shvua at the end of the day, and when you don't eat it. And the Ramban thinks you violate the Shvuah when you throw it into the Yam. And really, they're just arguing about when you violate your Shvuah.
The third possibility of totally mafreya, when you made the Shvuah, becomes that's the moment of Avira. Because that's when you were...
Right, so the tricky part is, if you say the Avira is at the moment of Shvuah, then why, if I say I won't eat the bread and I do eat the bread, do I get malchus? Right? If it's not fair. That's what makes it tricky. So anyway, the reason I don't want to go this way is because since they hold kumfa care in terms of when to give the hasra, then it doesn't make sense to argue that when you violate the isser, because then like why does Tosos say, this doesn't count as a maisa, but it is the right time for hasra. The Ramban says this does count as a maisa, but it's the wrong time for hasra. So it sounds like they're arguing about Maisa, not about when you're violating the Isser, but that's a very chomer sugya that I was around used to before, which is very, 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 very tricky. It might have to do with Rabbi Ravdimi, but we're going to leave it for now until we learn the Masechet Shavuos. Now, which way does the Rambam hold? Let me ask you. Which way does the Rambam hold? By Tosfos or the Ramban? Which way does the Rambam hold? Famous Rambam. Like Tosos, how do you know you hold like Tosos? How does he know you hold like it's even a chiddush on top of this. One place that's great, then you know how you know he holds like Tosos. Losachmod. What is the Rambam pass about Losachmod? You only violate Losachmod, but I mentioned this year, I think. When do you violate Losachmod? Only if? Only if you actually take the chayfetz. Yet he calls Losachmod a lav, Shein bo maisa. Right? Hold on a second. If you only violate when you take the chayfetz, isn't that a maisa? So what does everyone answer? It is a ma'aseh to take the chayfetz, but that's not the etzem iser. The etzem iser is not taking the chayfetz. The etzem iser is being chomei the chayfetz. Taking the chayfetz is just a t'nai or a shir. Rav Chaim said shir. The earlier Rav Chaim said t'nai. The iser is the chimud, is the trying to get, the wanting to get the chayfetz. The taking the chayfetz just shows that it was serious.
Two people could want the same thing, but the same amount. One accomplishes it, one
doesn't. So that's why, that's the advantage of t'nai as opposed to shir. Okay, we'll have to let Rav Chaim deal with this. But what are some rights of the Rambam? The Rambam, by Losachmod, sounds like Tosfos. Oh, you always do a maisa taking the chayfetz. Yet it's called lav shiva maisa because the etzem iser is taking the chayfetz. The etzem iser is wanting to take the chayfetz. Right, Rav Chaim says wanting, my Mishnah says trying. Or the Rambam about Lo Yira'u Panai Rikam. Right? What does the Rambam say? If I come to the Azara Nyantip without an Ola, right? That I violate the law of Lo Yira'u Panai Rikam. I mean, the Pashup Shan the Chomish, right? But I don't get Malchus. Why don't I get Malchus? Lav Shein Bo Maisa. What do you mean? You violate when you walk into the Azara. How is that a Lav Shein Bo Maisa? So the answer is yes. You do a Maisa of walking into the Azara. But that's not the Etzem Isser is not being in the Azara. The Etzem HaIsser is not walking into the Azara. The Etzem HaIsser is not having a carbon. Now, how the Rambam knew that? I don't know. But imagine you've seen these two cases where he did a Maisa, but the Etzem HaIsser was not the Maisa. Right? Losachmod, you took the object, but the Etzem HaIsser was wanting the object or trying to take the object. Lo Yirok Naibrikam, you walked into the Azara, but the Etzem HaIsser is either not bringing an Ola or being in the Azara without an Ola, but not walking into the Azara. Right? So the Rambam clearly hold like Tosos. Now Ellie's going to ask, why about Bayu Rabbi Yimatse? Isn't the Etzem HaIsser having chametz in your house? So even if you buy chametz, that mice is not the Etzem HaIsser, right? That's what bothers you from time immemorial. So it bothers everyone. I think what you have to say for the Rambam is that the Rambam somehow understood that no, the Etzem HaIsser is not having chametz in your house. The Etzem HaIsser is acquiring the chametz. In Bayu Rabbi Matze, acquiring the chametz is not just going to having it in your house. Bringing chametz into your house is the Isser. Okay, how does he know that? Maybe Misvara, I'm not sure. But Lachar, that's what he would say for the Rambam. You know, again, the grammar of the Psukim, I would have thought otherwise.
I mean, the Psukim was like the whole Gemara. Like, Rishus is when you're Chayiv,
Meaning the whole
Gemara
is it's your
Shia's
chametz for
shuso. I mean, it's not so. I'm not convinced. It could be an Isra Achnasas chametz for shuso. Just could be Machlis chametz for shuso by already having it there.
I
hear the taina. Well, but we'll have to swallow for the Rambam. He understood bringing chametz for the etzem ha'isra, not just a gorim for the isra.
I mean, make your own kalvachomers, but it's clearly a kalvachomer. I mean, if having it in your house, it's just sitting there, and you're over. If you go and do a month, you actually buy it, for sure it should be usher. I mean, that's...
Right. Okay, yeah, that might depend also on the nature. This might be, if you want to say, Ramos Shittas, I don't want to get into a long time. So now, if the problem is the way you relate to the chametz, then it could be that, for sure, buying it is... worse than just having it in your house and as part of the Getzma Yisr because you're actually wanting and bringing in chametz. Okay, now let me just go back to the Chinuch. Nira Lani is daiti to say a Chiddush Atzum. Nira Lani is daiti is Nira Lani is daiti, that might be wrong, that the Chinuch doesn't hold, it depends on the Lav. It's a misinterpretation of the Chinuch. It depends on whether you do a Maisa. Chinuch doesn't hold what everyone thinks he holds. But whether you do a Maisa, which is the Etzem HaYisr, like Tosos. And what does he mean? He just means that B'makom she'efshar lavor b'li maisa b'derech klal igloi milsa shamaisa rak gorem ha'iser v'eina etzem ha'iser. I'm taking a totally new shot of the Chinuch. The chinuch doesn't mean it depends on the lav, the maisa lav or not maisa lav. That's not what he meant at all. What the chinuch means is that it depends whether you do a maisa or not. But like Tosos, it depends whether you do a maisa, it's etzem ha'iser. What does he mean? He doesn't mean you divide lavim into yeshua and maisa. It means if you could do the lav without a maisa, then generally that's a good proof that the maisa is not the etzem ha'iser, it's just gorin the iser. So for example, what are his five examples? What are his five examples? Let's just skip to here for the chinuch. What is five examples? Tadi Dalid, Reish Mem Aleph, Shin Mem Dalid, Shin Mem He, and Shin Mem Vav, right? So what does he say? The Maisa and the Etzem HaYisr. What's Tadi Dalid? That's the Old Devar Zara, right? The Maisa is selling land. But the Etzem HaYisr is having pagans in your country. What does he mean? He doesn't mean because you could sell him the land without a maisa, that makes a lot of you maisa. What he means is that since you could let him live in your property without a maisa, therefore that igloim milsa, the maisa is only goring the iser. Selling him the land is not what's usser. I mean, it's not the land that's the problem. It's not selling the land that's usser. What's usser is having him live there and corrupt everyone's religion. Right? Selling the land is just a go ring for the Yisr, and that's why you're putter. What was Reish Mem Aleph? Or did I? Yeah. Lisno Chaviru, right? So Lincoln, right? So you have to say that the Maisa might be a hurting someone, right? But you might hurt someone because they did something bad to you, right? But it's not the hurting someone, the maisa, or what's an example of maisa? You'd hit someone, right? Let's say the maisa is to hit someone. But the iser is not to hit someone. The actual hitting is just the way you show, the way you demonstrate either the nekama b'lev or the message of Nekama, right? Communicating the Nekama. That's the Isser. The Isser is not hitting him. Hitting him is just the way you express the Isser. The Isser is the feeling of revenge or the communication of the feelings of revenge. Let's go to Shimon Dalet. This is already a lot easier, right? Avodas Bizayon. How would you make an Eved redo Avodas Bizayon? You might whip him, right? You might whip your Eved. But obviously, this is not whipping your Eved. The Isser is the Eved working. You're clearly, you might whip him to make him work, which is a gori. The Isser is him working, which is not a mice on your part. Right, it's a mice on his part, not a mice on your part. Same for him. Shin and Vav. You might whip your Eved to make him do Avodas Perech, but the Isser is the Eved working, not your mice. That's clear. Your mice is goring the Isser, but that's not the Isser. And what was Shin Mem Hei? Shin Mem Hei was the on the Eved Amekach. So you might say the mice is, you know, you push him onto the Eved Amekach. But that's not, the Isser isn't pushing him onto a certain place. The Isser is the, you know, verbal humiliation of saying, you know, here's a Eved for sale, this Eved. So Taki, you might pick him with your hand and push him onto the Eved. But that's just goring the Isser. The Isser isn't whether you push him onto the Eved or not. The Isser is that you're humiliating him by selling him in a particular fashion. So what I want to say for the Chinuch is a totally different shot than the whole world thinks, that it's not about the nature of the lav. It's about whether your mice is the etzem Isser or not. And now, how do I answer the stiras in the Chinuch? What are the three stiras? Yod Aleph? What are the other numbers?
Shin
Lametet. Shin Lametet and?
Reish Yud
Gimel. What was Reish Yud Gimel? Pni Achari Avodah Zarah. The Maisa is, what's the Maisa? Now here, I just have to make some assumptions, right? You know, the easiest one is Shin Lamites is the Maisa Mechira, right? And what's the Etzem HaEsser of selling land with Smisas? Obviously the Maisa Mechira, not the result of it being sold, because it's not sold. It's Iyob Adol Mahani, right? The Etzem HaEsser is the Maisa Mechira, right? Meaning, even though he doesn't get to keep the land, the Etzem Isser is the Maisa Mechira. So therefore, clearly, the Maisa Mechira is the Etzem Isser. Lo simacha l'smisos doesn't mean you shouldn't leave it in his hand in 50 years from now. There's no 50 years and he's going to have to give it back anyway. It means you shouldn't do a Maisa Mechira. And now I have to make assumptions in Reish Yud Gimel and Yud Aleph. So here it is. Pni Acharei Avodah Zarah. What's an example of Pni Acharei Avodah Zarah? Let's say reading a book, right, of Avodah Zarah, right? I read a book about how to worship Avodah Zarah. So that's the Maisa. Now, you could have thought the Maisa's reading book, the Etzem Isser is thinking about Avodah Zarah. But the Chinuch must hold, the Chinuch will have to hold that, no. The Etzem Isser is reading a book or any other Pnia. Now, I admit, I'm making up arbitrary assumptions here. I'm assuming that it's not that the Isser is my thinking about and the way to get to the Isser is reading a book. No, reading a book is the Etzem HaEsser. Anything that is a might, anything that smacks of Avodah Zarah is part of the Etzem HaEsser. And I have to say the same thing by Rabbi Yimatze. What is the Maisa? The Maisa is buying or what am I needing? I'm making? Let's just call it making. Buying or making chametz. So here, this same thing for the Rambam. You would have thought that this is a difficult stira because the Isser is buying or making chametz, the Maisa is buying or making chametz, but the Etzem Isser is just having the chametz. But you have to assume, here, this is an assumption, and this is an assumption. This is not an assumption, that's obvious. This is obvious. So I have one obvious with two assumptions, which is called going out a bit on a limb, but I don't have any other options. You have to assume that no, that buying or making chametz is the Etzem HaEsser. Then no, the Etzem HaEsser is acquiring chametz. Acquiring chametz is the Etzem, is the Etzem HaEsser. Really, what I'm saying is that owning chametz, here I'm like, owning chametz is the Etzem HaEsser. Here, this is the Etzem. Buying or acquiring chametz is the Etzem Isser Bal Yerav HaMatze, not just the goring for the Isser Bal Yerav HaMatze. It's not that the Isser is at being in my house after I buy it, not goring it by buying it. No, that's what the Rambam might say. But the Isser is the actual buying it is Lo Yimatze, because I'll be Mamtzi chametz. and a chanami. I can violate the issue without actually buying. When I do buy, that's the etzma yisur. I think maybe there's a way to answer the series in the chinuch. It works exceedingly well for shinlam tes, clearly. Bai Rabbi Matzah admit is a dochet point. And if someone wanted to throw in the Sharon Mel here, they could, although it would be, you know, not as conceptually simple. But I think maybe this is a way to answer the Sefer Chinuch. So he doesn't mean what everyone in the world thinks he means. He doesn't mean it depends on the lav. He doesn't mean it depends what you do. He means, like Tosos, it depends what you do if your mice is the etzem ha'iser. And that's the chiluk between the five examples of your putter and the three examples where you are chayiv. Okay, could be that's pshat in the chinuch. If anyone has pirchas, feel free to point them out. If anyone has a better pshat in the chinuch, then certainly feel free to point them out. If you're both together, then you're set. All right, that's what I think after you could say in the chinuch. Moshe. Then we'll go weiter. Okay. Where were we? Gemara. Let me just remember what the topic of the Ashir is. Okay, now we're ready. Zok the Gemara, we're on Gimel Amud Beis, I think, at the bottom, the end of the second to last line. Nishma minalim, how do you know your loka for Shvua? I'm reopened to Ramea, I'm correct, you not Hashem, Yishtosh, Malashav. Hashem won't cleanse you, meaning if you just daven to him, he won't cleanse you for taking his name in vain. Based in Shalmale, Menachosol, Based in Shalmata, Malkinosom, Nachosom. Hashem won't cleanse you based on your spiritual activities, but the deal is, Hashem won't cleanse you. Bezim will cleanse you, they'll give you Malkas, and then you will be forgiven. Amalek from Labaye, the angel of heaven in Kiyas Klal. Oh, maybe it means Lunak Hashem, means Hashem runs the whole world. Right? Hashem runs the whole world. It means Hashem's whole world will never forgive you. Amalek, Kaylas, what is Loyanaka? Belishto. Then it could say Loyanaka. What do you mean Loyanaka? The whole Torah is from God. Obviously, it's about the way God runs the world. But judgment, God's world won't be Menaka. You could have said Loyanaka. Belishto. The Hashem lovely. Why do you have to add Hashem? The answer then, that's for the Diyok. Only Hashem will cleanse you. But if you get punished in Bezin Shalmata, you will be cleansed. Bezin Shalmala, Uday Menakasov, Bezin Shalmata, Malkin, Umanakasov. So, Ashman Shua Shav. That's what Shua Shav. Shua Shav is a Shua that is obviously false or true, right? Is a totally pointless Shua. Shua Sheker, which is a lie, which some people might believe. We know one. Rabbi Yochanan, Didei, Omar. Lashav Lashav Shnei Pa'amim, Einu Einu Lashav Lashav, Einu Einu Lashav Sheker, right? This actually Machlokas, Rashi says it means, Elo Shashem Lashav Lashav, Elo Yonak Hashem Yisrael Yishar Shmo Lashav, it doesn't have to say it twice. We would have known that the Pasuk is talking about Shashav if it had said it once. That's the extra Shav, it's the Mimar Be Sheker, the Loket, Masel Yerbahu Shmo Sheker, Hei Kedami, Ine Hidam Shmo Ochal Ochal Hacha, Hu Maisa Oven. If you swore not to eat the cake, you ate the cake, you did a maisa, you don't need a pasuk. It's obvious you get malchus. Elo da amar sh'ochum lo'achal, how are we lucky? If you say you swore you were exercising, you didn't exercise, then that also can't be the pasuk, because taka, you don't get malchus, halacha l'maisa. Ve'idmar shvur sh'ochal kikar zeh yom ba'avar yom lo'achal, rav yochan rav shlakish, amri ein lov, rav yochan ein lov, v'lav shem maisa u, v'lav shem maisa u, v'lav. Again, this sheet is in the Bible of the opposite of Yerushalmi. For Yisrael, Amar Ein Lokim, Yisrael, Amar Ein Lokim, Yisrael, Amar Ein Lokim, Ein Lokim, Yisrael, Yochanan says, you're not Lokim, Yisrael, Amar Ein Lokim, Yisrael, Shlokish, Taka, Pasal, Amar Ein Lokim, you get Malchus, Amar Ein Lokim, he says, you're not Lokim, because it's Hasra's Safek, because when they give you Hasra, they can never be sure that you're about to do the Yisr, because maybe you're not eating it now, but you'll eat it later. And Rabbi Yochanan, Taka thinks Hasra's Safek, Shema Hasra. Ella, Amar Ein Lokim, Dei Bachalti, Gelo Achalti, no, it's only Hashua in the past, Shua, Lit, She'avar, that's when you get Malchus. It's a pure deeper, but you get Malchus. What's the differentiation? How do we know the pasuk of Lo Yisrael Shmo Lashav is being marred by Shua in the past more than a Shua in the future? I'm a rabbi. Very sure it's a Torah Sheker Doma Lashav. Rashi says it. No, it's before that the type of Sheker we're being marred is from an extra word Shav is Doma Lashav. Shav is always on the past. You can't have a Shua Shav where it's, you know, tricky to imagine a Shua Shav on the future. Okay, the present counts as past. So therefore, King Mavrish was Sheker that's on the path. Mashal Shavar Sheker Lisha of our Ace or Yerman Rubo, Shushloch, Yuza Yom Shloch Lenda, Shushloch Lenda, Shushloch Lenda, Machlin, Kaivala Achas, Mazoi Shu Speech, Shechon Al Zonamak, and Shul Yosef Harbel Vior. If I swear in the future and then I eat it, this is Shu Speech, they get Malkus, the Zodon, and then bring Carmel Vior to show it. Zodon Mutemai, what's a Zohi Mamai? Lavu de Chaslochalti, doesn't that Mamai that Shu in the past I wouldn't get Malkus? The low lucky. Lo, zoi dal shoy gos maisi karban, lochad lochad no maisi karban. No, it's not mamayich from the past from Malchus, mamayich from the past from karban. Umanu Rabbi Shmuel, this is machlokes of Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Damar, Inu Chayiv, Olos, and Lover. Rabbi Shmuel says no karban in the past, because in the parsha of karban, you prepare kei, it says, lahara ulahetiv, lush in the future. Avol milka lucky, but I do get Malchus in the past. Ema seifa zoi shwa shav, shafem el zonu maksh, shoy gos a potter, says, if I swear something which is totally obviously false, right, that this walls are gold when they're really painted, whatever, that this desk is an elephant. Then that's what shove that I don't get any punishment to show you, but mazai malchus, zoi lutinai, what's the meat? My love mute chatzlo chalti, lo alki, isn't that mamayish was shekel shove the okay malchus, lo zoi dashi, goes upon the carbon, chatzlo chalti, maisi carbon. No, it means shwa shove. You don't bring a carbon to shogeg, but shwa shekel shavre, you do bring a carbon to shogeg. Mani Rabbi Kiva, and that's what Rabbi Kiva says, you do bring a carbon to shogeg for shwa's in the past. Amar Mabian carbon shavar. But Amar Reisha Rishmal, what did the Reisha Rishmal have to say to Rabbi Kiva? Elmi, say for Rabbi Kiva, Reisha Nami Rabbi Kiva, Reisha Lavnu Techat Lochal, and look at O Kavalo Achal. The Reisha not Mimai Rachat Lochal from Malkos. If Mimai, I say I'll eat and I don't eat from Malkos. Well, Maishna, right? What makes us think that the reisha is the my ochav lo achal more than achalti lo achalti? Mishum the koyd lo haba, my laba, koyd lo haba, my shafar. It's talking about the haba. I said I won't eat and I eat. So it makes sense. If you're my haba, I said I will eat and I don't. More than, it makes sense, say, if it's talking about the future, it's my the past. Okay. That is the part about Shua Sheker. Aga will just mention there's a interesting discussion here. In the Kohen Makoros, I think I did. the Svas Emes here, the Dirimas Mashal, the Sha'avar, Shekhar Sha'avar, Niralev, to who are din lahadar mi yoma, meaning, what do we mean, you're a chiluk between a Shua in the past and a Shua in the future, right? Shua in the past, you get Malkus, Shua in the future, unless you actually do an action, you don't get Malkus. Niralev, to who are din lahadar mi yoma, thou kala vigar shuva chaperis levad lo sisa. Right from the same pasuk, we know if you do tshuva, it's complicated there. But let's you get kapar for all the bears, but not for lo sisa. Why? Lo yinake. So what do we see? That lo yinake is only marbeth. Things are really chomer like shav and sheker don't yishav l'shavar. Lo sisa gamkin dak l'shavar don't yishav. Sheker lo hab yishav dak l'kal tshuva chaperes. Tremendous chiddush here. A false shuva in the future, meaning an unfulfilled shuva in the future. That's kalos. That. The Chuva is mechaper for. When we say losis is from chamuros, false shuvas are chamuros, that means only shuvas on the past are chamur, because it's dumya de shav. So our Gemara makes a chilik between shav and l'sha'avar and l'haba. He says that chilik is not only for malchus. It's a general chilik of chumra. Where do the malchus come from? They come from a certain level of chumra, right? It's so chumra that Hashem won't forgive you stam, like most lachim amaisis. Instead, you need malchus to get forgiveness. It's so chumra. So you see from here, only a shvua in the past is chomer. A shvua in the future is not chomer. However, it doesn't sound that way from the Rambam, I thought. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. Okay, who's going to tell me if they think I'm wrong? Ari, you'll tell me if you think I'm wrong? I'll read you the Rambam, and you'll tell me what you think. Says the Rambam, he says, Umayin kalos umayin chamuros. What are kalos? What are chamuros? Hachamuros ain't shchayiv only misas beds and ukares. Ushua shav v'sheker afi she'im ben kares are mina chamuros. Chamuros are kares misas beds and shua shav v'sheker. He says shua shav v'sheker. All shua sheker. He doesn't machal between l'sha'avar and l'haba. He doesn't seem to agree with this pasemis. The I think shad of the Rambam is that he says all shua sheker. He doesn't say shav ushua sheker l'sha'avar. We know the Rambam thinks Shua Sheker looking Shuas means Bein La'ba Bein L'Sha'avar. We pass like Rabbi Kiva, that you bring the carbon of your Bein L'Sha'avar Bein La'ba. So what's the yisod of the machlokas here between the Sfas Emes and the Rambam? That's all I wanted to ask ourselves. What's this machlokas between the Sfas Emes and the Rambam? Let's just put it on the board. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that here we have Shvuas Sheker, L'Sha'avar, and L'Haba. L'Sha'avar is Chayiv Malkos, without a Maisa, and L'Haba is Potter Mi Malkos, Ein Bo Maisa, if you didn't do a Maisa. Right, that's our Gemara. Now, what do we conclude from that? The Sfas Emes concludes that Lisha Avar is high multiply Maisa and it's considered Chamuros. Sheino Miskaper Bitshuva. And Lahaba is considered Kalos. Shem Miskaper Bitshuva. Truth is, what's the difference between Kalos and Chamuros gets a little complicated, but we need to get into that now. But the Rambam doesn't sound that way. The Mashmos HaRambam is not that way. Is that they're both Chamuros. So what's the different ways the Rambam and the Sfas Emes read our Sugya? Meaning, had the Sfas Emes read our Sugya, who do you think is Pashut Pshat in our Sugya? Who would you have said like? Let's say I hadn't given you a Makorah sheet. Now I just ask you, what do you think? We know Shua Sheker is Chamuros. Is only a Shua Sheker in the past Chamuros, or is Shua Sheker in the future also Chamuros? What would you have thought? Like the Rambam and the Sfas Emes? There's no wrong answer. No wrong answer.
It's like the Sfas Emes. It makes more sense because you had good intentions. Here, when you do it, Lavar, your intentions are bad to start with.
To define what we did, we had to find we made the Shua, it was already a Shua's job.
Ah, good. Okay.
The time we made the Shua,
so,
it may not be.
What's the Svara? The Svara is the Sfas Emes reads our Gemara as making a fundamental chiluk between Shua Sheker Lahaba and Shua Sheker Lashavar. Shua Sheker Lehaba might actually have a carbon while Shua Sheker Lashavar doesn't. Okay, maybe that's just more kal, so it's Miskaper carbon. You know, that doesn't necessarily prove anything. What's the Svara? The Svara is that this is fundamentally an Avera Chamura. Why is Lashavar fundamentally an Avera Chamura? Because
as soon as you said it,
you are using Hashem's name for falsehood, right? You are Mechalo Shem Hashem, right? Lashav, right? It's a fundamentally very familiar. You are using Hashem's name falsely. And this is fundamentally an Avera Kala. Again, Kala, I don't mean that, you know, it just makes you, you know, not get Masriyona, meaning it's still a serious Avera, but it's fundamentally Kala compared to, you know, the Yumim that you get in the third commandment, right? Fundamentally Kala, why? Because you use Hashem's name honestly, but you didn't live up to your obligation. Meaning, they're two fundamentally different Isurim. Right, when the Gemara Tshuva says, right, when you tell the guy, the whole world shook when Hashem said Lo Sisa, and the whole world is punished for Shua Sheker, and Chuli B'chuli, that's all Shua Sheker in the past, and the guy, Mom, Shua Hashem's name for falsehood. Shua Sheker in the future, Hashem's, he's respected, he's using it properly. Just later, he doesn't live up to his obligation. No, no. What does the Rambam think? What's the Svara of the Rambam then? The Svara of the Rambam is no. Is that fundamentally they are both an equal Chilul Shem Shamayim? No! What's the difference? Either way, I'm falsifying God's name. What's the difference if I swear now and use God's name falsely, or I swear I'm going to do something and then later on I prove that I think God's name is false? Either way, I'm falsifying Ami Mechal Hashem's name. So why is there a difference in our Sugya? Can anyone think of a reason why Shvul Sha'avar would have Malkus more than Shvul Haba? Or prepared Olam Koros? Who is the Rambam's Rebbe? Quote unquote. What? The Rimigash. Quote unquote. What does the Rimigash say? It's a long Rimigash. But it's in the Gemara Shvus when it has the same question. And I'll just find the line that we need. Here we are. The fifth line, Shindahavi Lashi Maisa Bakhui, Pair Shavar Rab Yochran, Tihi Rabbi Yochran Allah the Shwash Abo Maisal Malkos, Hani Milashwa Shah, She came and she was Shavar, Nimsa Shiva Esa Shwa, Hush Mashayev, Hilka Hafishing Maisa Rab, and Koko, Yika Maisa Zuta, Shua Katsas Vasayev. Yeah, Shwa in the past at least has moving your lips. Nishamaki Rabbi Yochanan Malkus, all Okov Lachos, Shane was Kaiba Shasa Shuk, the Shiora reads that Yeshua comes from Sign File, Ninsa Shane Shalom Meister Rabbi Meister Zutak, Yolo Rabbi Yochanan Malkus, meaning the difference is technical. The difference, this is the Rambam Lashitase, the Rimi Gash, that counts as a Lashitase. This, the Rambam works out Lashitase, is Rebbe, the Rimi Gash. Difference is technical. Lishitase of the Rimi Gash. What is the difference? It's not that, a false one in the past is a really, really big Avera. A false one in the future is a medium Avera. No, they're both equal Averas. Just over here you have a Maisa Katan of Akimas Teh. And over here you have no Maisa at all. If I swear to exercise and I don't exercise, I haven't done any Maisa. If I swear that I did exercise and I didn't exercise, I at least move my lips. That has to do with fundamentally what kind of Aveira it is. It has to do with, in the realm of Malkos, if we're Marbeh, Sheker Dum Deshav, not Sheker Dum Deshav, because they're a different type of prohibition. Sheker Dum Deshav, that I didn't move my body, but I at least moved my lips and made noises. So for the Rambam, this Gemara's Chiluk is a technical Chiluk, like his Rebbe the Rimi Gash, they're both equally Chomer. For the Sfas Emes, no, there's a fundamental Chiluk. There's really big Averos, such as using God's name in an evil way. And then there's medium Averos, using God's name honestly, but then not living up to it later. This, I really can't go into this. This is the whole third paragraph of Shavuos. Is this Chakira? This is the most fundamental Chakira in the third paragraph of Shavuos, which is, what's the nature of the Avera of Shavuos Sheker? Part of this is what I mentioned, Ravin and Rav Dimi. Of Shavuos Lehaba. Is Shavuos Lehaba from the mitzvah of the Azhar of Lo Shavu Shmuel HaShaker, which makes it sound very chomer, or from the Azhar of Bal Yachel Devaro, which makes it sound more calm, like a neder, right? Meaning, is it just not living up to your word, or is it really lying? Meaning, is a Shavuos Lehaba, and then you don't do it? Is that really using God's name falsely, or is it using God's name truly, but then not living up to it? I think that's really the Chakira. What is it? Is it fundamentally both an equal chel shemayim of using shem Hashem falsely? Is a shvul haba about using shem Hashem falsely, or is it about using shem Hashem honestly but not living up to your obligation? This is a very, very fundamental chakira. Has to do with what the Azhar of the Lav is. Has to do with a million trillion sugyas in the third paragraph of Shavuos. I've just been signing a couple of random achronim who deal with this. I couldn't be mitzayin all the rishonim who deal with it. So we're not going to get into that chakira now, but that's a very important chakira. Shavuos l'sha'avar, we know what's wrong. Use God's name falsely. Shavuos l'haba, is it that l'mafreya use God's name falsely? Or is it that you use God's names honestly to create an iser? Taki did create an iser, but then you violated an iser. Right? So that is a very important chakira, and that chakira seems to be the machlokes in the Sfas Emes on the Rambam as to how to read our Gemara. Is it fundamentally the same as Shavuos l'sha'avar, just technically different scenario, or is it fundamentally a much less serious kind of avera? Okay, now just one more line of the Gemara. We won't be able to finish all the Gemara sheets, but Amalei Yochel and Tana. Lo tisni, mei rishim divorah samaisa. We already analyzed the lumdus of this. I just want to chazer a bit the Kitzer Nimrutz, at least my version of Kitzer Nimrutz. But you should just know, when I say Bekitzer, I really mean it. It's just relative, right? You know the famous story they asked the Gerer Rebbe, right? The Mechaber says on Friday, come up from Shul, Yemahar Lasos Kiddush. So you ever bring the Chassidus to Tish, right? When everyone comes at midnight, that's when the Rebbe's up to Kiddush, because he's doing his Yichudim, etc. It's not that the Rebbe eats and goes for Tish like everyone else. So someone once asked him, you know, it's a Mefurs in the Mechaber, that Yemahar Lakadish, and you're being Kaddish at 11 o'clock p.m. So he said, yeah, this is with the Yemahar. Okay. So when I'm a katsu, this is with the kitzer. It's not that I'm saying empty words. Now, just very briefly, we seem to have a machlokas here between the Tana and Rabbi Yochanan, right? Here we have the Tana. He says Tmura is Ein Bo Maisa, and Rabbi Yochanan, who says Bidiburo Ose Maisa. Why? You're making the halos tmura. And, of course, who seems to be on the side of the Tana? Who seems to be on the side of the Tana we mentioned? Which Rishon? The Rambam, right? The Rambam seems to be on the side of the... Plus, the Rambam says, right, that the lav of Tumura, even though it's E-Efter, Leos, but my say you're still Loka. So, now, I just want to ask a very, very simple question. Why does the Tana disagree with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan Taka seems to have a good Svara. Why does the Tana disagree with Rabbi Yochanan? So, and why does the Rambam disagree with Rabbi Yochanan? Which, you know, is probably the same answer. Anything you say for the Tana might work for the Rambam as well. So, why would the Tana disagree with Rabbi Yochanan? So, let's just review some of the reasons. Rabbi Akiva Eger has an interesting shot why the Tana disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilgan Rambam, which is only found, I think, I found in the Frankel there. Not the long Rabbi Akiva Eger, which he's going to produce Rabbi Akiva Eger at the end. What does he say? Why did the Tana disagree with Rabbi Yochanan? Trick question. What did Rabbi Akiva Eger say? I don't have my Frankel here, but he says, the Tana didn't disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. The Tana met like Rabbi Yochanan. Where Rabbi Yochanan, he wasn't arguing on the Tana. He was just saying, I would be more medayik with my Lashon. That's what the Tana also meant. The Tana meant, every Lav Shema Mais, you don't get Malkus, except for Nishvag Zeres HaKosov, Mekalo Zeres HaKosov, and Tumura, which really is a Maisa. The Tana also meant Tumura is really a Maisa. He just added it to the list, and Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's really Maisa, don't put it on the list. They were just arguing about how to express yourself, not about Din. What does he say? He says the Tana meant, if you'll excuse my sort of English, meant like Rabbi Yochanan. He meant to say like Rabbi Yochanan. He wasn't really arguing. He also admits it did Yibura Osa Maisa. He just meant, you're not actually doing a Maisa, but you still get Malkus because it's Yibura Osa Maisa. What's the Raya? He says the Raya is the Gemara never said where the Tana got it from, who disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because he didn't disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. He just wasn't as clear. Rabbi Yochanan was just telling him, say what you hold more clearly. Is this a valid answer for the Rambam? This is a valid answer for the Tana. Is it valid for the Rambam? That the Rambam really meant, like Rabbi Yochanan, the Bidigur of an Osa Maisa? No. Doesn't work for the Rambam. I'll tell you why it doesn't work for the Rambam. But maybe you could say what the Rambam means is that you don't do a physical Maisa, but it's B'dibur Osa Maisa. You could read that to the Rambam. Even though it's a Lashon Inbo physical Maisa, it's B'dibur Osa Maisa. The reason it doesn't work for the Rambam is, someone proved to me that the Rambam doesn't really mean Rabbi Yochanan B'dibur Osa Maisa, just saying it in unclear words. He holds Sibor V'shutfin Chayav Malkus. Afal pi she'ein tumum raso tumura. Right? He says explicitly at the end of Alachal, even if one of the shutfin or the tzibur does tumura and it doesn't create a maisa, you're still chayav Malkus. So the Rambam obviously doesn't mean Rabbi Yochanan in unclear words. It could be in the Gemara, but it can't be in the Rambam. The Rambam really authentically disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, not agreeing with him in different words. Because he says, even the Tzibur and Shutfim who haven't created the Chalos still get Malkus. Okay, let's get to the next answer. What else could you have said? This is not so clear in some of the Achronim. The only Achron I found who said it very clearly is the Hagos of the Tzvar Rav on the Sefer Chinuch, which is some manuscript that the Machon Yerushalayim people published on the bottom of the Sefer Chinuch that no one ever heard of. But, so we'll leave his name aside. But another thing you could possibly say is that what's the Machlokas? And then, you know, there's no machlokas. But again, that's not going to work for the Rambam. The Rambam clearly has a machlokas, because he says that Tzibur and Shutfin get Malkus, even though they didn't create any chalos. Second possibility, which is the Tzvar Rav. The Tzvar Rav, again, is an obscure manuscript of Hagos on the Sefer Chinuch, which in the new fancy Minchas Chinuch is found under the Chinuch in the middle. You know, the Chinuch's in the middle, and under him they threw in like all the Hagos they found to the Sefer Chinuch. Okay, I'm sure there must be more famous acronyms say it. I just couldn't find anyone who was clear. He says, what's the machlokas? There's a machlokas about the rules of Malkus. The Tana holds that Dibur she'ose maisa is potter, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Dibur she'ose maisa is chayev. Right? That's like the Hagin in my Mishnah also. There's not argument the rules of Malkus. Right? Whether B'digurka Asa Maisa is Chayiv or Pater. Where Yochanan work well or not well, the Shitas say, perhaps, according to this, elsewhere in Shas. Ellie.
Well.
Where elsewhere in Shas?
Chasim
Bakol, right? According to most Rishonim, the reason he's Machayev by Chasim Bakol is because you're talking and it causes a Maisa, the animal lifting up its head and eyeing. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, when you work out some Maisa, is Chayev Malkus. And the Tana holds, like Rish Lakish there, that when you work out some Maisa is not Chayev Malkus, right? Similar to his Shita in Chasim Bakol. That, again, the Gemara seems to compare them, not the same. One is, I talk and it causes the animal to move its body. The other is, I talk and it causes a halos to happen to an animal. But they're similar. They're both the Diburkov and Maisa, if we can use that lashon. The Gemara doesn't say it explicitly. So Rabbi Yochanan holds a Dibur that makes the Maisa as Chayev, and the Tan holds a Dibur that makes the Maisa as Potter. That could be. They're arguing about Malkus. What is the... What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? Nothing. Or Helchos Malkos. Okay, but what's the other thing they could be arguing about, of course? Right? Lumdus ABC, Lumdus 101. If they argue about whether Temura is called Yesh Mice or Ainbo Mice, they could be arguing about the Gedder of Ainbo Mice, or they could be arguing about the Gedder of Temura. Right? So who says they're arguing about the Gedder of Temura? Well, okay, this is going to be tricky. What does the Lechem Mishnah say to defend the Rambam? What does the Lechem Mishnah say in Hilchos Sanhedrin? I think he's clearest. What does he say to defend the Rambam? What issue we already discussed does he bring up? The Sfas Emes says the same thing and makes this explicit. Right? Just what did the Sfas Emes a long time after the Lechem Mishnah? But I think I put it in brackets. What does the Lechem Mishnah say? Why does the Rambam think it's not a Maisa? So he says... It's like losachbod and lo yero panai rekam. He doesn't say that. The Sfas Emes adds to him. This is exactly the Rambam Lishitase in. He says, what's the problem? Problem is, you did a Maisa. What was the Maisa? Of Hakdoshas Hatmura. But what was the Isser? Is the Isser being mocked just the Tmura? What's the Isser? The Isser is attempting to be Motzi, be Pode, the original Karban, right? But the Etzem HaIsser is, you know, Hotzas HaKarban Mikushasa. Hanisayon, right. Meaning, you did a Maisa, you're a Mach, just a second animal. But the Isser is trying to be pulled to the first animal. So, you did a Maisa, the Maisa was the Etzema Isser, the Etzema Isser was Takanah Maisa. And therefore, it's just like Losach and Arias Pam and Rekam. You did a Maisa, but that wasn't the Etzema Isser. That's why it's called Ainbo Maisa. Then what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? He doesn't discuss this. Right? What does Rabbi Yochanan hold?
You did a Maisa, that was the Etzema Isser.
Lechora, either. Hakdoshas Hatmura is the Etzem HaIsser, or exactly like the Ramban, that you don't need a Maisa of Etzem HaIsser. So they're either arguing up the Tmura. Meaning the Pashup Shad is like the Lechem Mishnah. Of course, the Etzem Isser is trying to be Motzi the first one. But you could say no. The Tamiya Mitzvah Hashem didn't want you Motzi the first one. But the Gander of the Isser is that the Maisa of the Makdash second one instead is what's Usser. Or you could say they're arguing about Hilchos Malkos. Whether you need a Maisa of the Etzem Isser or not, Machlokas Tosos and the Ramban. Okay, I'll just end with Chazering for Yurid Chaim. I have to end with Chaim. What does the Magid Mishnah say in this question? How does he defend the Rambam? The first way he tries to defend the Rambam is that the Rambam really means like Rabbi Yochanan. He just also threw in the lashon of the Tana when he didn't need to. The Rambam is speaking lav dafka. The Rambam is lav dafka. So that's another way for the Rambam, right? For the Rambam, you could say, for Rambam, you could say Magid Mishnah Teirutz Aleph, that the Rambam meant there are two reasons. Or the Rambam, they'll say better, Teirutz Aleph, that he really meant there is a Maisa like Rabbi Yochanan. The truth is, I guess that goes back to not like Rabbi Kivega, though. He really meant there is a Maisa and a Gzeiras HaKasav. And that's why Shutfin is okay. There is a Maisa and there's a Gzeiras HaKasav. Problem is, not someone doing the Lashon HaRabbi. He said, Afi She'iyachrubo Maisa. But that's his first answer. Not someone doing, but what's his second answer? The Magid Mishnah? Remember, the second answer is that Hasima at least could lead to a Maisa. Right? The Lav could be done with a Maisa. Here, the Lav can't be done with a Maisa. And this is the Magid Mishnah 2. The star is Magid Mishnah Teirutz Beis, which is that what does the Tana hold? Dibur She'ose Maisa Potter Im Efshar Lavor Al Halav Bim Maisa Mamish. Right? I apologize for making a mess. Right, that's what he said. He didn't go so far as to say every diva that makes Maisa Potter, but if you can't do it, but Maisa Mamish, like Hasima, you're Potter. So he's like the Tzvarav, just with the Knesh. I just want to end with Reb Chaim. So we have, again, four ways of dealing with it. Either you could say the Tana's Lav Davka, or you could say the Rambam's Lav Davka. He meant both. Fine, you could Lav Davka the Tana, or Lav Davka the Rambam. This works for the Rambam, and this works for the Tana. Or you could say that they argue about Dibur She'ose Maisa, or at least that Dibur She'ose Maisa when you wouldn't otherwise do it physically, like Hasima. Or you could say they argue about whether the Maisa gets an Issa or not, or, what do we end with, Reb Chaim, right? Remember, Reb Chaim quoted the Gris here. He said, what was the svar of the Rambam? Who remembers Reb Chaim? That why doesn't the Rambam think B'dibur Osa Maisa? Why doesn't the Tana think B'dibur Osa Maisa? What did Reb Chaim say? Don't make me use my lifeline to Tani. What did Reb Chaim say?
I don't know what he said. I guess what he's going to say. That you're not doing Maisa because that's the real... It's a Chiddush that it becomes a...
Exactly. You didn't do the Maisa B'makta the Tumor. That's the Knas. Right? Yogi Lomahani. Right? That was that whole Reb Chaim. He says, you didn't do Maisa. It's a Knas. You were Makdish the Tmura. You failed. The Knas was Makdish the Tmura. And therefore, Taki, you didn't do a Maisa. What then would Rabbi Yochanan say? Right? Lechora, he would say. Lechora, he would say. Rabbi Yochanan, but not Lechora. Rabbi Chaim says what Rabbi Yochanan says. He would say, the Tana's like Rava, Rabbi Yochanan's like Abaye. Says, Tumura works. You did the Maisa. Right? And that's what he says. This is the Machlokas, Rabbi Abaye, of Mahani, of it, Lo Mahani, and that's what they're arguing about. So we have, again, four ways of defending the Rambam and explaining the Tana. One is Lav Dafka. Maybe the Tana meant Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam couldn't have meant Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he meant both. He was just throwing in a lot of extra svaras. You could say they're arguing about whether Dibur covered Maisa, at least in a case unlike Hasima, where you never do it physically, counts as a Maisa or not. You could say they're arguing whether you're doing the Etzem HaYisr or not. What's the Etzem HaYisr? Being Makdish the Tmura or being Poda the original carbon? Or you could say, like Reb Chaim, they're arguing whether Tmura works, that's the Reb Yochanan, or Tmura doesn't work, it's just the Knas, just the Assay, that is the Tana, and we're going to dive that in many places in the Rambam. As you already recall, okay, the Kalach of Hashem we'll have to get to next time. But we, covered a lot. I apologize for going a little long. Just I wanted to cover a little ground. I started writing Makor Sheet 7. I didn't finish it yet, but I certainly have enough here to keep you, to give you what to do today. So everyone can just take a copy of Makor Sheet 7 on their way out. And then later I'll just finish it up and send it out.
We have Shira Fishbowl.
Yes, we do have Shir Erev Tisha B'Av.
Possibility of making it early at the 9 o'clock slot instead of finishing it.